Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. Happy to have you with us this hour. Looking forward to this hour. Kind of exciting. We have a brand new guest with us, two brand new guests, actually, representing three brand new shops, and we're going to bring them up right away. Just was talking to one of them off the air, and I was like having a new guest and bringing them on, putting them on live and throwing them in the deep end of the pool and watching to see if they sink or swim. I'm sure these two are going to be just great, because when I was saying that, they said, yeah, let's rock and roll. So let's rock and roll indeed. I'm welcoming into the show Dr. Sunny Leong with Town Square Orthodontics. And over the past week, you've probably heard the ads for Town Square Orthodontics. We actually have more than that. If you live in the south side of Edmonton. Town Square is located in Terwilliger, and their phone number is 780-434-7144. Dr. Justin Kim is with us as well, and he's with Expressions Orthodontics up in the northeast side of Edmonton off Manning Freeway, and also with Fort Orthodontics in Fort Saskatchewan. You can book with either of those locations by calling 780-476-6697, and of course we'll be mentioning the numbers multiple times throughout the show. A lot of things to discuss. First off, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Daryl. It's an honor to be on the show. I've been listening to 630 Ched since I was, 5 years old, and still listening to 630 Ched, with the other games and talk to the experts. So it is an honor to be on the airwaves today. Thank you so much.
I was probably an old guy when you started, when you were listening at 5 years old, and I'm still an old guy, but happy to have you on board. Just to get started, I guess, I want to make sure that all of our listeners and the three of us are all on the same page, and I want to ask you, what does an orthodontist do? Just so we all know, like, are you just a fancy dentist, or what do you got going on?
Oh, geez. Well, that's a loaded question, but thank you so much, Daryl. orthodontics, when it comes down to it, you're just creating smiles for people. So you go through dental school like we all do, and then you specialize 3 years afterwards in orthodontics and how to move teeth. So that's with either braces or, we'll talk about this a little bit more, or with Invisalign. So you're straightening teeth. You're trying to give people a balanced, long-term bite, which is awesome. You're monitoring growth, in the young patients. And like I said, most importantly, you're building self-confidence. And I had orthodontics done when I was little, and we'll go into that a little bit more too. But you build self-confidence, and it's just awesome to see people flourish, from the beginning of treatment to the very end, and they honestly become, different people. And the other thing too is that you're trying to build trust and a relationship. When you're going through orthodontic treatment, it's it could be a long process between about a year or two. And you're just trying to build the trust between the patient and yourself. And it's beautiful to be able to build that relationship over the long term.
Yeah, you talked about helping people get the smile they deserve. And I think we all know people who smile just quickly and unselfconsciously, and they have a beautiful smile, and so many other people are thinking, I wish I had that smile, and I love my kids to have that smile. And that's kind of what you do, and you're right. I know my son needed orthodontics, and when you talk about monitoring facial growth, his face went through so many different changes, and I'm so glad we had that done, it's great that you do that kind of work, and that we're here today to talk about it. Justin, what is a good age for someone, a child, to first see an orthodontist? I think we all have our sort of idea on that, but I suspect younger than we think.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Daryl. So it's great to be joining with you with Dr. Sunny here. But I say ideal age is about 7 years old when first IOLT just starts to come in, right? So, sometimes your family dentist may ask you to see the orthodontist a little bit earlier if they see any abnormalities or anything concerning, I would say. But usually 7 years old, that's a perfect time to see the orthodontist.
So why that age? I think most people probably think it's going to be older.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I know there's still a lot of parents out there thinking, you know what, my kids are too early for braces. I'm just gonna wait, you know, 13 to 14 there. But there are things like, you know, let's talk about underbite, crossbite, lots of crowding, or lack of space for permanent teeth to come in, right? There are things like that. We ideally, sometimes we like to actually get those treated early, right? So if we wait too long, you know, that growth, you know, we miss that growth period there, and it may get really difficult. So for example, you know, kids with a big underbite, you know, let's say we waited until he's 13, 14. Now we're thinking possibly even surgery, right? But if we can treat, if we can find it early and treat it early, potentially, then we can work with the growth, and potentially we can even save your kid from having the surgery. So it's really important that we see the kids at that early age there.
Okay, yeah, so that was going to be one of my questions, and you answered that. Mm-hmm. If you see someone early, can it prevent something like a bigger work down the road? Like if you can get working on it at an earlier age, you can kind of correct it when it's, I guess, easier to work on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we are working with kids, you know, they're, first of all, they're growing. Their bone is nice and soft, right? So we're moving teeth, but we're actually just really changing their jaw structure at the same time, right? So it's, we can work, you know, not everyone needs treatment early, but, you know, it's always good to have that consultation with the orthodontist so that you know what's going on, and then you can have that consultation and have that conversation with the orthodontist so you know when or and how those treatments are needed.
And does someone need a referral from a dentist before they can book a consultation? Or if they just think, you know, I want to just get the lay of the land here and see how my child is doing, can they just call up and come in?
Absolutely, yeah. So you can always give us a call, or you can always visit our website too. So on our website, there's a little instructions, actually. There's a little video instructions. You take some photos at home. It takes only 5 to 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes of your time, right? So all you need is a 2 spoons, right? Take some photos of your teeth, and you actually upload it on our website. And what we can do is me and Dr. Sunny, we just take a look at it at home, and then we take a look at it. We tell them, you know, this is kind of what we see, and you have the option of coming into the office for the consultation there. But there's also a virtual consultation that you have that option as well. So obviously, with this all this COVID situation happening right now, that's been actually gaining quite a bit of popularity these days. So you have those options available for sure. Mm-hmm.
And there's no obligation, right? The first consultation is free if they want to come in, and again, just have that introduction, that chat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That.
So absolutely. So all our consultations are free. We just ask, you know, everyone to have that, you know, have a good dental checkup and a cleaning done before, within that 1 year, right? Because we want to make sure that you have a nice looking smile, but also we want to, before we get started, we want to make sure that your teeth are nice and healthy too, right? So we just ask you that, but our consultations are free.
We're talking to Dr. Justin Kim from Expressions Orthodontics, Northeast Edmonton off Manning Freeway. And Dr. Kim also works at Fort Orthodontics in Fort Saskatchewan. If you live in the North End and you want to book with Dr. Kim, 780-476-6697. If you're in the South, Dr. Sunny Leong works at Town Square Orthodontics, 780-434-7144. And I would like to get to know our new guests, especially, as you say, it's, you know, you're going to be establishing a long-term relationship with the parents and with the kid, and they like to get to know a little bit about you. So, Dr. Leong, let's tell us a bit about yourself, how you decided to become an orthodontist.
It's, you know, everybody's got a story. I'm sure you got a story on how you got into radio, Daryl. So how it went for me is I hated my smile. Oh, my gosh. Whenever I would smile, my canines, which are the sharp teeth, they were high up. So I honestly look like a vampire. And a lot of my friends, I grew up in the North Side, so they would call me the Asian vampire. And, you know, obviously I hated that. So my mom brought me to an orthodontist when I was about 12 or 13, because that's what you did back then. You didn't really go in early. And then they looked at my smile, and they honestly transformed my smile and gave me the confidence to actually go up to my mom. I don't remember the moment, but moms never lie, right, Daryl? So my mom told me that I went up to her when I was 14 in my braces, and I told her, you know what, Mom, this is actually pretty cool. I think someday, if I could, I'd like to be an orthodontist too, so I can help people with their smile. And you know what, Daryl? It happened. I've been in the orthodontic field for about 15 years now, and I love my smile. I think it's one of the greatest assets, you know, anybody can have. But I also like creating that smile for you know, both kids and adults. So that's sort of my story and how I became an orthodontist.
I can't believe you didn't like the nickname the Asian vampire. I would have loved to have a cool nickname like that. That's the best thing ever. Now, you also were involved in Kindness in Action. What's that?
Yeah, you know, Kindness in Action, this comes from the heart. You know, I have always wanted to give back as a healthcare professional in any way that I could. And so what this is, it's you do a free dentistry for those people in the third world. And I've been on maybe seven volunteer trips now. I've been to Guatemala, Belize, Colombia, Nicaragua, Philippines. And what you do is you just set up your clinic in the middle of sometimes nowhere in the jungle, and you have all these people who don't have access to any dental care. You know, sometimes they walk to your clinic without shoes, and it takes them about 3 days. But if you didn't see them at that particular time, they would have no dental care. So we go down there, and you know, Justin's also been in Kindness in Action as well. And you know, we just help people who are in desperate need of that. And you know, obviously COVID throws a wrench into things, so we haven't been on a volunteer trip for a while now. But the last one I did was with a team here in Alberta, and it was with my wife as well, Misaki, who I love, and we try to help people that way. So if anybody, any dental people out there who are just wanting an adventure, see parts of the world that you never thought you'd see, and also use your skill, you know, definitely come in. And people who are non-dental, I mean, my wife's a PhD in animal sciences, but she's there helping me out with extractions and all that. So that's just what we do. So Kindness in Action, KIA, wow, as we call it. It's just sort of like the car.
It sounds like a great experience for you too.
Oh, I mean, you grow as an individual, without a doubt. I mean, I wasn't great in extractions when I was in dental school. We just don't do a lot of them these days. But when you're down there, it's not like you're doing braces, because you're not. You know, they just need emergent care to get them out of pain. But I definitely did grow, you know, in that regard. I still suck at fillings, though. I'm really slow, so they usually don't let the orthodontist do any fillings, because it'll probably take me 2 or 3 hours to do one, as opposed to my friend who it just takes them 1 or 2 minutes. So,
well, you've got important work to do. You're creating wonderful smiles, and that's fantastic. We're talking to Dr. Sunny Leong. He's with Town Square Orthodontics. You can reach Sunny and his team at 780-434-7144. If you're in the South Side, you think you might need orthodontic work, or you just want to have your children come in for the free consultation and find out what it looks like, the number in the South, Town Square Orthodontics, 780-434-7144. And in the North End, Dr. Justin Kim is with Expressions Orthodontics and Fort Orthodontics. The number there, 780-476-6697. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.